This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 306 for Monday, March 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continue to push higher on Monday as the market is exhausted from last week's downturn. At the final settlement, the May canola contract climbs $8.80 at $569.30 per ton, and the July contract gains $8.50 at $582.40 per ton. A trader says canola is worn out from the losses it incurred last week due to trade issues with China and the United States. But the trader adds they're not sure how long this turnaround will last. There's support for canola coming from gains in Chicago soy oil, but soybeans are narrowly mixed and soy meal is dipping lower. Losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are trying to limit how far canola can rise. Modest increases in crude oil are underpinning the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is stronger on Monday afternoon with the loonie at 70.03 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 69.5. The United States Department of Agriculture releases its export inspections report for the week ending March 13th. Soybeans almost reach 647,000 tons and are within trade guesses, while corn also meets expectations at 1.66 million tons. Wheat pushes a little above predictions at 493,000 tons. The weather forecast calls for the U.S. Southern Plains to be dry this week, while most other winter wheat growing areas are to get 1 to 3 inches of precipitation. The U.S. National Oilseed Processor Association says the February crush came in at 177.87 million bushels of soybeans compared to the average trade guess of 185.23 million. Ag Rural estimates the Brazil soybean harvest at 70% complete, up 9 points from last week. For corn, Ag Rural says the Brazil second crop is 97% planted. In Argentina, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange rates that country's soybean crop at 32% excellent, up 3 points from last week. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are narrowly mixed on Monday afternoon. The May contract dips a half cent at 10.15.5 per bushel. May soy meal dips $1.60 at $304.30 per short ton. May soy oil is up about a half cent at 42.1 cents per pound. Also in Chicago, May corn adds 2.5 cents at $4.61 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago May gains 11.5 cents at $5.68.5. Kansas City May jumps 19.5 cents at $6.05.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May advances 13 cents at $6.15. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, March 17th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.